Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Was, is, and will be? Revelation 1 verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. We are people of order, for the most part. Most of our lives revolve around events and activities that have a beginning, a middle, and an end. A great story is developed in that pattern. A project that we prepare for our students typically has a series of steps that have a beginning and an end. Our days begin when we wake up and end when we go to bed. Our lives on earth begin at birth and end in death. It is a predictable and expected cycle in most every part of our lives. We know it, we understand it, and in some cases, the predictability of this cycle gives us a sense of security. And then we read today's verse from the book of Revelation. God is speaking to us through his word and describing one of his attributes that is hard for our earthly minds to comprehend. Who is, who was, and who is to come? What does that mean? How can anyone or anything exist now, exist in the past, and exist in the future? I remember when we learned about lines in math class. Do you remember the illustration of the line with an arrow at each end? While on paper, the line was a definite length. The arrows indicated that in the math world, this line went on forever in each direction. The line was infinite. I remember being amazed by this thought. That, my friends, is a simple illustration of our God. The statement in Revelation includes the terms Alpha and Omega. Those are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. They illustrate that God is the beginning and the end. He created everything and holds it all in his power for eternity. He has always been and always will be. When we try to take that in, it's not possible for our human minds to comprehend it fully. We might even be tempted to think God is less than he really is. However, even though we cannot understand it, its meaning for our lives as his children is immeasurable. We live in a world that is constantly changing. We live in a world that has little to nothing to hold on to. But we have a God who always was, is today, and always will be. He never changes. His love for us never changes. We can count on this like nothing else in this world. When the events of this world and of this life come at us, they can shake our confidence. But we can have absolute confidence in our God who is, who was, and who will always be our God, our Redeemer, our Savior, our hope, our peace. So, as you begin and end each day, as you witness the cycles of life, as you live in this ever-changing world, remember that your God is constant. God's love and forgiveness for you are sure. No beginning, no end, for all eternity. We pray. Dear Lord, there are so many things about you that are beyond what I can understand. But I am so grateful that you are and always will be unchanging in your love, your forgiveness, and your faithfulness in the promise of heaven for me. Motivate me to share this amazing truth with the children and families I serve. In your name I pray. Amen. A question to consider. The comfort and confidence that we have in an unchanging God in an ever-changing world is amazing. This week, be open to opportunities to remind people of this blessing. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.